Hello, you're tuned in to the Two Blind Squirrels podcast with Brad and Faith, and sometimes Charlie. Sit right back and enjoy as they talk about the things that squirrels might talk about.
Yes.
All right.
Welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I like the new music.
Yeah, me too. That's thanks to Brian Bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah. He rocks.
He rocks. You rock, man.
I roll. He rocks.
You don't roll?
I roll.
But you really don't?
I do. Mm-mm. I roll the entire closet.
Yeah, you got me there.
Okay.
But you don't roll. You don't roll like you think you roll. You're not a cool roller.
I roll. I got 20-inch rims on my truck.
Oh, yeah. You're a cowboy roller?
I'm a cowboy roller. I roll.
Okay.
I roll paint. I roll hair.
You roll hair?
Yeah.
Whose?
Helen's.
Oh, yeah. When?
Once.
Okay. One time.
That makes me a robot.
What it means is that you rolled in the past tense, not roller in the present
paint,
and future.
I roll dough.
When did you roll dough?
I rolled dough.
When?
I roll.
Okay. You don't even know where the pots and pans are in the kitchen.
Bring me some dough. I'll roll.
You know what? He doesn't even know where the pots and pans are in the kitchen. I ask him all the time, do you live here?
I live here.
Yeah, he doesn't know anything is, though. He knows where his tea is. He knows where the Splenda is. He knows where his 100-calorie cupcakes are.
I know where the important things
and
are.
And he knows how to find the trail mix. Oh, and the Dr. Peppers.
I know where the important things are. I know where my underwear is located.
It's because I put it in the exact same spot single time.
Move it 2 inches to the left. I panic. Well, listen, let's talk about a couple of things that are happening.
Okay. What's happening?
What's happening?
Since you roll?
I do roll. I rolled toilet paper.
That means you'd have to unroll it first.
I do unroll it.
God, I don't want to ask way too much information. Okay. Nobody wants to know about that.
My Life Ministries 3.0.
That means the third version, if anybody did never understand that.
The first version, a while back, was on a program called Community Server. And it was okay. It had lots of issues, and it wasn't supported like it was supposed to be, and never really developed.
Yeah, so anyway.
We jumped on the bandwagon a little too soon. And we made it work. We made it work for about a year, I guess. And then we went to this new version, PHP-based, and we've really enjoyed that. And so now we're adding a new element. The ability to be socially involved.
Socially involved.
That's right. You know what? Speaking of socially involved, yeah. I'm on this Facebook thing. You heard of this thing?
Well, you know what? I got Facebooked by a friend a person that I dated
in
high school.
It's a verb now? I didn't know it'd become a verb. I didn't know it'd been verbed.
I have been Facebooked.
You Facebooked.
Huh? I was Facebooked by a friend that I dated in high school.
You know what we call that? That's when you meet a word.
When you meet a word. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. Okay. So I was Facebooked.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so he sends me this. He Facebooks me. I'm like, I don't know what this thing is. What is this? So I write him back. So then I get an email from a person, from a girlfriend that I was very close with when we were in middle school, high school. And I hadn't heard from her since you and I have been married, I think. Yeah. 8 years, maybe.
I'd heard of her.
I'd talked about her a lot.
Heard from her.
But I hadn't heard about her. I mean, she has been totally out of touch. 8 years.
Yep.
And I finally get an email, and she said she was Facebooked by the same friend. And
name the friend.
Ryan Nelson.
There you go. Throw him under the bus.
Yeah. Yeah. So he gives her my email and she sends me an email. So it actually worked out to be an okay thing to be Facebooked because I got back in touch with her. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't go sign up for it or anything. I don't know what it is.
Oh, you're still not on there?
No. Because I don't believe in all that.
You don't believe it's against your doctrine?
I don't know what it is.
Thou shalt not Facebook.
I don't even know what Facebook is. But I'm not going out there. You can try to Facebook me. I'll get in touch with you, then I'll email you separate.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it's all about.
She won't even move from Yahoo.
I won't.
She's stuck on this stupid email program, Yahoo. And her mom's just as bad. She gets it from her mom. Her mom's still on AOL.
But my mom is 75 years old. Give her a break.
What's your excuse?
Because I don't want to change my email address. I've already told you this. I've had the same email address since 1995, and I don't want to change it. I like my email address, and they won't let me change it. I like having the same. I don't like people who send me new emails all the time changing their address.
I'm not asking you to change all the time. I'm just asking you to change once.
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
It's working for me. What do you care?
I don't.
Yeah, you do, because you're picking me about it all the time. You want me to change my address all the time.
I just want you to change it once.
No. Okay. He talks about it incessantly. It's very important
because,
for him.
Because Yahoo pinholes you into one.
It's very peer pressure-ish about it. You're very peer pressure. You've got to be. You're not cool if you're not on whatever it is. Google whatever it is. I don't even know what it's called. What is it? What is it?
Gmail.
That's it.
Well, what I would like for you to do is to change your address, your email address, into an address that can be served, so that, like, you know, get a My Life Ministries address.
Being served is not a good thing.
I mean,
when they serve you papers.
No, but it's being served is a good thing when you're in a restaurant.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, so
how are you going to serve me? What are you going to do for me? What have you done for me lately?
Because with Yahoo, you can't forward the emails automatically, and you can't pick from them automatically. In other words, you can't, what do you call that?
I can forward emails.
You can forward emails individually, but not automatically.
I don't know what I'm missing. What's it matter?
Well, it matters because you have one email address. But that means if you're going to sign up for something, you got to give them your email address.
Oh, so you're saying you give them your other email address.
I will give them a fake email address.
Bothered.
Yeah, I give them a fake email address or whatever, and then it'll get filtered, and then I know where it comes from, and then I'll have a pool of this and a pool over there.
Yeah.
But see, I have an email address, Brad Mac, mm-hmm. BradMC@MyLifeMinistries.org, which gets forwarded to my Gmail account.
Mm-hmm.
So I can give out one, but I can serve one from another, and mm-hmm. then I can pull from all those onto my phone.
Hmm. That's good. Good for you.
And you have a trio, but you can't do that because you're in Yahoo. Yeah. Thanks for the golf club. Yeah. So you asked. I told you. But that ain't what we came here to talk about. I'm talking about My Life Ministries 3.0.
Oh, sorry. Well, you've already talked about it. We talked about it last week, the week before.
Well, I know, but we're building excitement. That's what this is all about.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. You're not even going to be on.
That's true.
You won't even go check it out. Why?
Because I'm busy.
Because you're done with technology. You quit technology in 1997. You said, I'm done. I'm not learning anything else.
No, it was 2001.
Oh, is that what it was?
2001. When I quit work, okay. Helen was 1 year old.
And you said, you're done.
And when I quit working,
mm-hmm.
when I worked at home that whole first year of her life,
yeah.
and then I quit working from home, and I said, I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out. I'm done with the stress.
But you did take on the trio, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, recently. But it's really just a phone.
You don't use the little dot calculator like you said you were going to?
Oh, yeah, but that's not anything extra fancy or anything. I use a nice old-fashioned address book that you write in with a pencil and you erase the addresses.
You know, if you turn the stylus around on the trio, you can erase with it.
Yeah. Huh. That's nice.
All right. Well, that's My Life Ministries 3.0. That is coming very soon. Check that out. Release date, go live on that, is March 1st. We did release it to our top 10 posters.
Yeah,
in the forum, in the current community.
Mm-hmm. What'd they say?
And so far, it's got great reviews.
Oh,
they
cool.
just love it. Yeah,
good.
they can't wait for it to go live. They're like, "Why we got to wait till March 1st yet?"
It's only like a 2 weeks away.
Yeah, it's not really
a week away.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. Also, another kind of change that's going on that we're excited about is Grace Junkies.
Grace Junkies.
Grace Junkies.
You heard about that in a while.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while because I've just been so busy. I don't have time. I don't have time to set it up. I don't have time to think about topics. I don't have time to do those kinds of things. So what I need to do a podcast is a partner.
Yeah.
That's why I have you. That's why I have Chaz.
Yeah.
Well, now I have Tim.
Yay, Tim.
Tim's going to take on executive producing.
I like Tim. He's funny.
I'm not going to say a word here.
So
I ate breakfast with Tim.
Yes, we had breakfast with Tim.
Yeah.
And breakfast with Tim is a popular sport
in
northern Wisconsin.
Is
because
it?
Yeah, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, if we eat. We have pancakes. You have pancakes in northern Wisconsin. Nothing else to do.
He's taking on the executive producing title, executive producing responsibilities for that show.
Cool.
He's going to produce it. He's going to set it up. He's going to schedule it. He's going to record it. He's going to publish it. All that stuff.
Cool.
Yep. All I got to do is show up and moderate.
And be funny.
Well, that show's not really that funny. We try to keep that show.
That's true. But you're always funny.
It's a little funny. If I'm involved, it's going to be a little funny because I'm a little, because I can't be serious for more.
Because you're a little off, yeah.
Yeah. What? All right. See what you see? Does everybody see? Everybody's getting a glimpse into my little world. All right.
Ooh, that was a Reese laugh.
I don't know who Reese is.
I know. I don't care.
Okay.
You do.
Reese's an old friend. Old friend. She used to laugh at me and then she'd go, oh, you make me so tired.
You make me tired. You give me tired head.
So anyway, on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
You got Facebooked.
Yeah.
I am tired of being super poked. Don't super poke me anymore, people.
What is that?
I don't like being poked. Okay? I don't like being
poked. Let's see. You ready? That's all ready?
No, I don't want to be poked. Don't poke me.
He doesn't like it. It's true.
That hurt. She poked me with a pen.
He didn't like it. He's right. He wasn't lying. Just making sure.
Now that we've established I don't like to be poked.
Okay. So what is super poked then?
It's this thing on Facebook. I don't know.
This is why I don't do Facebook. That's
exactly
see?
Right. I get all these emails. Dave has super poked you.
What does that mean? That doesn't even sound good. You know
Tom
what?
Tom has super poked you.
When I was in high school, that was a bad thing. You know what that meant? Yeah, let's not talk about that. What? I don't like that term.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you don't like the term. I don't like to have it done to me. Don't super poke me anymore, people. Okay, I'm done.
You're done?
I'm
you
done
sure?
with that. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's it?
And they challenge you to movies, and they challenge you to come name the top 10 movies from 1980 and see how you match up with
that kind of stuff.
I do, but it's like 10 a day, man.
I don't have time for that.
And it's
you are the top 5, bottom 5 guru king.
I love top 5, bottom 5.
You are the king of all that is top 5, bottom 5.
Well, I set the rules. I have very specific rules.
It's all about you. It's got to be your way. Your way or the highway. It's the way my dad raised me.
Yeah.
My way or the highway.
Well, I wouldn't say I was that rigid in my... I think I'm very flexible.
Okay. Has anybody called in, by the way, about... Speaking of...
Yeah.
I don't know. This has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
Speaking of top 5, bottom 5, anybody called in with songs? Anybody been singing for me?
I don't know. I'll have to check out my email. Okay. I did get a message, so maybe we'll check that out.
Very interested. Next. I really want somebody. I really tomorrow's want show. Gracie to sing for me.
You want Gracie to sing? She's coming here in June, and she's going to sing for you.
But I want her to. I want people to call in and sing their love songs, and they're not doing that.
You people, you really need my attention. She's getting upset with you.
I really want them to...
I don't know. I've got a couple of messages out there, so don't be harping on them yet. I haven't checked these things out.
Just saying.
We'll look at that tomorrow, okay?
All right.
All right, calm down. Take a deep breath. It's going to be all right. There you go. There you go. Say, there you go. Okay. All right.
Is that it?
That's all I got.
Okay. We're done.
Wow. Okay. Fritos are calling. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today. We hope that you had a good Monday. Hope you smiled today.
Yes.
Did you smile today?
I hope so.
Okay. They probably smiled because you poked me.
It always works. Works every time.
Yes, why does causing me pain work every time again?
It just does, because you're
nobody's
funny.
Nobody's been able to explain this. That doesn't make any sense to me.
You're funny when pain is caused to you. It's just the way it is. Everybody knows it, and it's just an understood fact.
Vios con Dios, everybody.
Vios con Dios.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.